Jeez, Dad, not the car again.
Oh, happens all the time with old Betsy.
Have you checked out Carvana yet? They have thousands of cars for under $20,000.
But do those thousands of cars have personality like old Betsy?
Betsy's held together by tape. And there are raccoons living in the engine.
Psh, it's a family car.
There are flames on the hood?
Custom paint job.
No, Dad, the car's on fire.
How many cars did you say Carvana had?
Visit Carvana.com to shop thousands of cars for under $20,000. We'll drive you happy at Carvana.
Hello and welcome to the Lexicon of Life podcast, episode 13 of season 1. This is the final episode for this season. This is a place where you can get time back in your business and learn how to be your favorite self in life. So this is pretty true, I think, for this particular episode because we will be talking all things repurposing content. So I can't wait to dive into this week's topic. But first, I want to say thank you to everyone for listening so far. It has been amazing, and getting to 13 episodes was a lot harder than I originally thought it would be, but nonetheless rewarding. So I can't wait for season 2. It's going to be all about guests. So I've already got most of my guests lined up for the 13 episodes that I will be doing for season 2. And I really cannot wait to share with you once they're all locked in. Most of them are, but I don't want to give away too much just yet. You'll have to stay tuned. Remember to follow and subscribe to the podcast. Cool. So we're talking today about why repurposing content is important. So I guess it's pretty timely. You know, it's December. We're looking at the year that was and seeing what went well, what didn't go so well. And it's a really good time to reflect on your business. So, and your life in general. I find this is a really good time of the year for me personally, because I get to obviously look back at things that I thought might have gone well that didn't, or maybe things that I did that were quite simple that actually worked really well. So we'll get stuck into that in a moment. But first, I want to go through the word of the week. So this week's word of the week is repose, which is quite fitting actually, because repose means to be in a state of rest or tranquility. So, for example, I will be in repose during the Christmas break as I take time off of the computer and spend time with family and friends. So I am really looking forward to that, but it will be a state of repose for sure. And I hope that you can use that particular word in the next few weeks, especially over the Christmas and New Year period. I really hope that you can look after yourself during that time and not get sucked back into work or anything, and just really take time to switch off fully and then be refreshed and ready to go once you're back at work in the new year. So we'll be back in the office. I put air quotes around that because really I work from home, so there is no escape from work. But I will be back online on my emails from the 10th of January. And yeah, it'll be really cool because I've got a lot of internal things that we're doing at Lexicon HQ that I cannot wait to share with you. Lots happening back here. So I think you'll all be super excited. It's very much heavy on helping out small business owners in any way that possible, basically. And yeah, stay tuned. That's all I can say for now. So yeah, that was word of the week, repose. Go forth, use it when you will. And we'll head in straight into Small Business Corner while I'm on the roll here. So Small Business Corner this week is actually one of my brand new clients, which is super exciting, is Chanella's Market, which is located on Prospect Road just after Blackfriars, just before you kind of hit all of the Prospect Road restaurants and shops and stuff like that. So very exciting stuff. I am doing content creation for their Instagram and Facebook pages, so their socials, and then hopefully getting into some website and email stuff later once all the crazy Christmas stuff is gone. So Chanella's are actually very cool because the market itself, it doesn't look that big on the outside, but once you step in, it is just this endless like offerings that they have. So obviously it's a market, so they have all the fruit and veg and the local produce, fresh produce section, everything in there from all the local growers, and like heaps of stuff in there, freezers and fridges as well, from like pastas to dips and cheeses and milks and egg and literally everything like you can want in just a regular supermarket area. And then you just keep going through the market, and then it goes to their deli section. They've got the heat and serve meals, so you can pick up like a lasagna for your family, and it's like so cheap. It's done, it's made all there, it's made fresh. They have catering, so they make all these arancini balls and all these delicious foods on site as well. So there's just so much stuff there. I'm not even halfway through what they offer, but that stuff I think has blown my mind because Heat and Serve is so popular and they make everything there on site, which is very rare to find for something like that. And it's a lot better for you rather than it being processed in a factory far, far away. They also have a butcher there. They have seafood as well. They have a florist in there, and they also have a bakery. So at the moment, they're baking breads, pastries, desserts, pies. Or they're not baking the pies there, but everything is fresh. All the breads and stuff are made there in-house daily. They have just an insane amount of like croissants and tarts and pies. And oh my God, it's just the Zeppelis. I can't. Yeah. And they've got a coffee machine as well, which is just like next level for me. That ticks all the right boxes. Yeah, Janela's Market, head there. It's literally a one-stop shop. It's an amazing experience walking in there as well because it's so pristine. Like, I haven't walked into a market that is so clean. Everything's tidy. Everything just looks like aesthetically pleasing as well, even in the grocer section, like all the apples and tomatoes, everything is stacked to like perfection. It's nuts. So definitely head in there if you're looking to get a few different things. They have pizzas and stuff as well, so really, like, it is the definition of a one-stop shop. I'm not just saying that because they're my client, but it really is a really good place to be. And I actually had brought home one of their focaccias with me last night and made some bread, like a focaccia roll with like marinated capsicum and eggplant and some sun-dried tomatoes, which are delicious. So delicious. I'm mouth-watering just thinking about the sandwich that I made last night. But it was all, everything I picked up was from Janela's. So shout out to Janela's, head there, head to their Facebook and Instagram, give them a follow because we are doing some very, very cool reels and stuff that I would love you to see because you'll probably end up wanting to go in and eat everything anyway. All right, so enough about Janela's. Let's head straight into our topic of today, which is repurposing content. So as I mentioned before, you know, New Year, you got to kind of look at things, take a look back and see, all right, what was I doing right? What went well? Because at the end of the day, if you're not looking at and keep revisiting, you know, what you were doing for the past year, there's no way that you can move forward effectively because you might just keep doing the same things and they're not working and you don't know that they're not working because you haven't reflected on the insights and the reporting and the analytics and even just what is working well with your particular audience. So I actually had a really interesting conversation yesterday with someone from another client, and they said, well, all the data pointed to, you know, this particular demographic would, you know, use this particular package. And it was like all this data was saying, yes, 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 this particular age group, this particular gender was going to go gangbusters for this particular thing. And it was the complete opposite for them. They realized, you know, after a few months of pushing this particular service out, that the case was quite the opposite. So it was a very skewed realization, I guess, because from what all the data said should be their particular target market for that service ended up being the total opposite. It's still lucrative, of course, but they definitely needed to change their marketing, their wording, tone of voice, everything to suit the demographic that was getting, like, was honing in basically on this service. So yeah, that's quite, it was a really good eye opener for me and a good reminder, and for me to remind you that, you know, you need to keep checking all your insights and stuff, because no matter how much data and research, market research goes into stuff, things can change so quickly and without you knowing. So definitely get onto that. So I find that repurposing content is really great if you're feeling stuck, especially if you're lackluster for inspiration. I know that I get, you know, into this wormhole of no inspiration for days on end, especially with my lexicon stuff and my posts, because I just think I need to keep reinventing the wheel and keep bringing up, you know, new exciting ways to find out what's going on in social media and all this stuff, when really the basic stuff and the simple stuff, even things that I think are so, so basic that people don't know about, yeah, it's just so much better for my engagement because, you know, I live and breathe on social media, so I am always tapped into the latest features and tips and tricks and even just ways of doing stuff that just changes in the back end of Instagram that a lot of people don't know about. So for an example, my friend texted me the other day and she said, hey, I don't know why I'm not getting music on my reels. Like I'm just on my personal page, I'm getting all the music on my reels. But then when I go to the business account, it's not coming up. I'm not getting, you know, like I want to look up this Drake song, for example, and I can't look it up. And I said, well, I actually just sent her like a voice message while I was driving. And I said, oh, here's what you do. Go to settings, go to your account, switch the account type, change it to creator. And that's it. And she was like, oh my God, how did you know that? I said, and she's like, how did you know that without even looking at your phone? I was like, cause I just know it at the back of my head, back of my hand and at the back of my head. Yeah. So stuff like that I think is quite interesting to me because I'm like, oh, surely everyone knows that, but they really don't. So if you didn't know that, that's a whole little tip for you. But yeah, it's really important to look at your content as something that, you know, you're, especially if you're getting new followers in, why are they coming to your page? Was there a particular post that got heaps of follows that a lot of people were like resonating with? And they're like, yeah, actually I want to follow this page because at the end of the day, if I'm going to follow a page, I'm following it because I want to learn more about that particular topic or around that industry or that issue, right? So when there's someone following you, they're going to be looking for more things around that kind of bubble of whatever you've posted about. So for example, if you're posting about reels and there's like reels tips and stuff, like for example, the literal tip I just gave you about the changing your account type, if I did a post on that, which I probably will now because, you know, I didn't realize how many people didn't know that. So if I did a post on it and it just went gangbusters, now I'll know that there's these particular topics that my followers want to see more of rather than other things that that might not have done so well in the past that I thought would do well. So there's things like that. That is the really important part of revisiting things that you've posted and looking at what's been done well and what's gone well and then what probably you've taken a lot of time to do and it's really not worth your time doing. So heading into what kind of content is worth repurposing, the best way to do this obviously is to get into your insights and you can basically customize your search. So if you go into your insights, you can actually click up the top because it usually says last 7 days. You can actually click up there and customize your period of like the dates. So you can even go up to the last 90 days, which is pretty cool. And then it will basically come up with everything from accounts reach to engagement, followers, all the posts as well. So all the content that you shared, all your stories, reels, videos, everything like that, your promotions, whatever. So for me on my phone now, and I'm just going to look at my last 90 days. So the last 90 days, last 3 months, I have posted 26 posts. I've done 502 stories. 46 reels, that's a lot, in 3 months, and one video. So obviously reels heavy and more reels, nearly double the reels than my posts and a heap shit ton of stories. But what I'm seeing is I can click into the posts and it'll come up with, you know, you can pick the amount of reach that you got, what time of day, all that kind of stuff. So you can actually see where the post did the best with who, and then you can click in the same thing with reels. You know, you can see how many plays you got. So if you got my best reel in the last 90 days was 12.7k, and that literally that reel is like 3 seconds long, and it took me probably the same amount of time to film it because it's literally just me with my hair up in a bun sipping my coffee, and it's like that that audio of like, bitch, you're doing a good job. And I just have written in like in the text, me getting 10 minutes of work done after scrolling on my phone for an hour. So obviously that resonated with a lot of people because I will scroll on my phone for an hour and get a bit of work done and I have to reward myself in that sense. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And yeah, the rules to follow, like in the thousands of views, are pretty much all to do with general business life and stuff like that. So looking at things in that sense is really good. And I think that you should make that a priority over the next few weeks to just sit down, look back at what has done really well in the last 3 months, and then, you know, and even go back further than that and look at the last year and just say, all right, what went really well? Can I rejig this somehow? Can I even go so far as to basically copy the caption or copy the design from this particular post and then just rejig it a bit? Just paraphrase yourself, because at the end of the day, it's your words. So you can do what you want. No one's going to go back 5 months like ago to your caption and be like, oh, she already wrote this caption. Like, no one's going to do that because no one will remember. So if you repost it, it's like a brand new thing. So fresh in someone's mind. Now, another way, and I guess this is probably the most important part, is how to turn your content into new things. So repurposing posts is all good, but you can actually take one thing, and this is what I keep saying in my podcast as well, is I go by the create once, repurpose everywhere. So that's the acronym is CORE. So I just have that plastered like all over my whiteboard. I have CORE basically written all over my whiteboard, and that just means that it reminds me, you know, create once, repurpose everywhere. So if I've got a blog post, for example, I will turn that into a podcast or vice versa. So most of my podcasts get turned into blog posts. And then from there, we actually take bits out of the blog post and turn that into posts. So a good example is my Say No podcast. So my Saying No podcast did exceptionally well. So we turned that into a blog, and now I have cut that kind of down into bite-sized or digestible posts to put on my page, which usually does pretty well. So that kind of stuff, I know that is a good thing, because you can add that to business. You can add that to running a business. You can add that to being an employee. You can add it to life, relationships, anything to do with people that you need to say no to is pretty good, because it's really general life advice, not just particular to small business owners, which I find is probably the things that do best. So another thing that you can do with repurposing content is basically turning your internal data into case studies. So when, especially client-based stuff, it's really cool if you get particular testimonials from clients, you have data from particular campaigns that you've done or work with them that has led to numbers and stats. You can actually just use that content that they've given you, or, you know, from a job that you've done recently, even like a job that you did a year ago, you know, if you forgot about that and you were like, oh shit, I worked with that person, maybe I'll just check in and be like, how did that all go? What came out of that? And then you can create a case study from there. You can create a blog post from there as like an example. You know, you could say you had written this many things for someone in your case study, and then from there, use that particular client as an example for industry topic or whatever. So something like that you can really easily repurpose. Same goes for like blog content you can use for video content. So if you're on YouTube or TikTok or Reels, you know, all that stuff is very much recyclable. You can keep reusing, and people just want to keep hearing about the same stuff because they actually need reminders more than they need new information. So I think that's why a lot of people follow social media managers as well, because they just need reminders of like how to stay on track, your niche markets, repurposing content like this one. So there's different stuff that, you know, people will follow you for. So especially if you're a small business, just keep looking at, you know, how can I use this on audio, on video, on text, on stories, on posts, whatever, like all the different platforms that you can think of that you're currently using. I would definitely just say spread it across all of those over like the next how many weeks. And that way you don't have to keep rethinking and reinventing the wheel. You can just plug that information into so many different, you could plug it into 8 different platforms if you wanted to, and you're still going to get all of this traction and this traffic and all these results from just one like brain wave, basically. Another great thing you can do to repurpose content is gather basically a whole industry, like, or a whole topic on one particular thing and put it into an ebook. And you can either sell it or you can have it as a free downloadable guide, something like that. So, for example, a lot of people do stick to the social media thing. But Reels, a lot of people have an ebook for Reels content. So obviously there's more to Reels than just posting a trending audio. There's all of these different things that you need to know, from, you know, the lighting to where to put the text to how long your caption should be. Should you use hashtags? When should you post a Reel? So there's all these different things that, like, if you've broken down this list, there's all these tiny little content pillars and these little bite-sized bits of information that you can use across your content, but then you can also collate all of it and put it into one sellable item, like an ebook. And then someone's just got all that, you know, information ready to go at their fingertips, and they don't have to keep kind of looking back at, oh, where did I see that? I can't remember. So that's another good one. And you can also do testimonials. I think testimonials are so important, and they're like gold, especially for someone that is a client, or it's a client-based service or a product-based service. So I actually found out the other day that you can buy Google reviews, which is so disheartening and so scary, because you can go to someone to build your website pretty much, and they can attach Google reviews to it, and they just have all these fake accounts that have all these fake, these reviews basically ready to go. All these five-star reviews with just your generic love that item, whatever headlines. So when you've got an actual real person attached to a testimonial and a review, it is so, so important. It's almost like as important as getting someone's email address. Like, it's golden. So if you've got that, I would say just spread it far and wide. You know, put the testimonials in your stories, your story highlights, put it on your socials, put it on your website, have it in your brochures. If you've got a brick and mortar, put it in there. Like, put it on business cards, brochures, everything. Like, literally paste it everywhere, especially if it's a glowing review and it is like insanely good that it sounds like you wrote it because it's that good, which I hope that you didn't. But those ones you need to really cherish and just keep reusing it. And testimonials do not expire. So even if you've had a testimonial around and it's been like 3 years and you've had the same one on rotation, just keep it going because it's still true to your service or your product. And if it's changed, you know, obviously get new ones, but that stuff is really golden. Another way that you can repurpose content is looking at old blog posts. If you have had, you know, your website for a few years now, look at your old blog posts from like 2019, 2018 and repurpose them into new, and basically just polish it off, add some new information because, you know, things have changed since, especially 2019. Okay. This is the post-COVID world now. So I'm sure that there is a way that you can add a new kind of element or just a nice sparkling of new stuff into your blog. Another cool tip, especially if you're thinking about social media content at this point, I would say use statistics and infographics. It's super duper easy to use on Canva. So you can look up pie charts and, you know, columns and graphs and all that stuff. Basically, there is a plethora of templates on Canva. I really recommend, if you're not on it, you are missing out on, like, you need to use it. Even get the free one, please just do it, because it's fucking amazing and you can upload all of your colors and brands and stuff in there. But highly recommend, get onto Canva, look up statistics, infographics stuff, and implement something that speaks to your business or your topic or your industry. So for example, if you were a tanning studio, you could have a pie chart and, you know, 83% is people feeling like the good feeling after getting a tan, and it's like the other percent, I don't know because I can't do math, but the rest of it, the rest of the pie chart is not wanting to scrub off the tan, like when it gets crusty, I don't know, something like that. You know, it could be something that doesn't actually have to do with statistics that are real. They can just be something that is just funny, or it's entertaining, or it's like kind of tongue in cheek. But then on the other hand, you can do things like, you know, 25% of consumers do this, this, and this within your industry. Or did you know that 1 in 3 people throw out this particular thing, but yeah, can actually reuse it. Something like that, you know, it's so fucking easy to get information these days. You literally can just go to Google, type in statistics for like tanning industry or statistics for plant, indoor plants, you know, just looking at my peace lily over there in the corner. It's so, so simple, yet you just need to have those little bits of information ready to go and then just reuse it and use it to your advantage as well. Help yourself. And I'll give you one more hot tip for repurposing content. Turn it into an email. So email is crazy good, I think. So how easy it was just to look up the stat, for example, about email marketing and how many people are on email. It is three, as of 25th of January this year, there's 3.9 billion users of email worldwide, which means that email is still one of the best ways to reach potential customers. So even though it's quite a traditional, in the sense of digital age, a traditional form of marketing, it is still very, very lucrative. And it's so, the conversion rates can be ridiculously high. Even talking to the Adelaide Fringe the other day, I was speaking with their marketing manager, and she said during Fringe time, especially in their Fringe members, their open rate, I think, is about 80 to 90%. Like, that is a ridiculous amount. So good, but it is so true because they're speaking to their audience as well. Particularly Fringe members are quite active. So really cool stuff there to hear that that stat is a thing, because for the email marketing that I do with my clients, a really good rate is actually between 30 to 40%. That's usually, especially for a newsletter that comes out monthly, that's generally pretty good. Most of the time, you know, things can go to spam, or, you know, even I get emails and I'm like, oh, this thing again, I just delete it. I don't even open it. So unless I'm super interested or it's like a really catchy subject header, like they just get me because I'm like, oh, that was clever. I'm going to open it because you deserve the click. But that's just me coming from a marketing perspective. But yeah, definitely turn your stuff into an email. So turn a blog post into an email, turn a really interesting reel into an email. You know, it doesn't have to, you don't have to actually grab the reel, physically put it in the email. You can just basically nut it out a little bit more if there's, you know, it wasn't that long or whatever. Just do what you got to do. Put an email out there because you won't regret it. Okay, I promise you that. A lot of people have a lot of self-doubt around email marketing, generally because it feels like it takes up a lot of time, which it can, depending on how in-depth the email is. But at the end of the day, people are there to read the words, not to look at flashy things. So if you can put an email out there with your blog or whatever, just do it. I mean, I have to really preaching to the converted. I really need to do this myself. So yeah, it's just getting to do it is the hard part. But now that you've got time, it's going to be a bit of a break over Christmas and New Year. You've got some time, get to it, even throughout the year, not just Christmas, New Year, but, you know, take half a day. It's your off day, you're doing whatever, you know, why don't you just spend like 1 or 2 hours just mapping out things that you've done really well in the past that have looked really good. Once you do a brain dump, it's actually very easy to get ideas out of that. So just got to get the ball rolling, get the momentum flowing, and you'll be all good. So to give you a bit of a recap, obviously repurposing content is very important because you don't need to reinvent the wheel here. You've already got all the answers right in front of you. You just need to go back and find them and find the good ones, the golden nuggets. Find out what content is worth repurposing in that sense too, and how to turn it into new stuff. So going into blog posts, podcasts, social media content, video content, podcast, like, you know, audio is really good as well. It's not just putting it into your podcasting, it's getting the podcast back onto socials, whatever. You can very much be recyclable with it and repurpose everything everywhere, because you're going to feel like it's you're repeating yourself, but you're actually not, because you're hitting different target markets and different audiences. So to you, yes, it sounds repetitive because that's all you're talking about. But to each individual group, that's the first time they're hearing it, or that's the second time they're hearing it. So, you know, in a few weeks. So to them, it's actually not like you're shoving something down their throat. It's just because you're in it all the time. It might just feel like it's too much and you're being like overwhelming with this particular information. So don't stress. yeah, use testimonials, get into an ebook if you can, or just get old blog posts and turn them into new ones. Everything is repurposeful if you make it repurposeful. So just take it easy. Don't try to create new content if it's, you know, really like low inspiration. Just go back and do things that you've done well in the past. So that wraps our season one. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Okay, before we wrap up officially, I want to acknowledge and pay my respects to the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of these lands and waters where we live and work. We continue to pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. All advice is general in nature on this podcast and is based on my own personal experiences, so take it with a pinch of salt and apply it to your life as you wish. So before we go, I want to do our little meditation that we did last week. I got a lot of good feedback from that in particular, but if you don't like it, skip ahead. But finish the podcast because that counts for something for me. All right, so are you ready to say it with me? Let's just take a deep breath and out. Now say it with me. I am enough. I am worthy. I am alive. Fantastic. Thank you for saying those words with me. It just is really good to bring yourself back to the present. It's good to have those positive affirmations going in your brain and actually say it out loud. It's a whole nother thing too. And it's a really great reminder that you are alive. You are here. You are well. You got out of bed today, so that is a bonus. You know, you've woken up, which is a blessing in itself. So thanks for listening. Thank you so much for being here on this journey with me the last 13 episodes. If you are on Apple, please leave a review. It does actually make my week. I just lose it every time. So if you do have a review, something nice to say, or a criticism, please leave it. Thank you so much. I hope that you all have a wonderful Christmas and New Year and be safe. Have some fantastic memories to be made with your families and friends, and just be kind to yourself over this period as well. Thank you so much. My name is Alexia. As always, you can call me Lex or Lexi. Best wishes, warmest regards. Ciao for now.